Welcome back to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. Getting your mind off of something troubling and focusing on something positive has been a time-honored way of reducing pain and stress. What seemed like good common sense is, in fact, backed by medical studies and research into what has become known as guided imagery. This proven form of focused relaxation helps establish harmony between the mind and body. Guided imagery enables an individual to create calm, peaceful images in the mind, thereby providing a mental escape.
Used in a variety of ways by medical and wellness practitioners, guided imagery provides a powerful psychological strategy that enhances a person's coping skills. Here to explain what guided imagery is, how it works, and where and when it's used is Jane Pernato-Ehrman, lead behavioral health specialist at the Cleveland Clinic Center for Lifestyle Medicine in the Wellness Institute. She oversees lifestyle wellness programs for chronic disease and general wellness.
Welcome to Take Care, Jane.
Thank you.
You have a very unique relationship with the practice of guided imagery. And part of explaining what guided imagery is involved in your story. Could you tell us that?
Yes. 26 years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer and given a 35% chance of maybe living 5 years. Going through the 6 months of chemotherapy, particularly the first round or two, I became very sick, the nausea, the vomiting, all of that. And I began to think that if I died, I would probably feel better. And that's a terrifying thought to at any age probably, but particularly a young mother. And the therapist with whom I was working said, would you like to learn some guided imagery to stop the treatment side effects? And I did. I learned guided imagery and was able to go from 72 hours of the nausea, the vomiting, gastritis, all those things, to being able to go to lunch with my sister after a morning of the IV treatment, and being able to eat dinner with my family and be with them and function on a normal basis. And it was profoundly positive and helpful for me to realize that this resource is within me. Other patients began to say, what are you doing because you look better than we do? And I became passionate about teaching other people about the resources we have in ourselves to be healthier, to face adversity in very positive, powerful ways. So that's why I do this work.
What is guided imagery? How does it work? Who does it? Is there somebody who speaks? There's somebody who listens? Take us through the entire process for an absolute beginner.
Guided imagery is a mind-body practice. It's using your imagination in positive ways. It's purposeful daydreaming, and it's using all of your senses to some degree. Many call it visualization, but not everybody is visual. And so guided imagery is, yes, a facilitator guiding you through the process of letting go of the outer world and moving inward into your imagination of your thoughts and feelings and going off to a positive place that you imagine, maybe a place that's familiar to you and you know, or one you've read about or made up. It doesn't matter. But when you go there mentally, your body responds to the positivity. The mind-body are highly integrated, and what the mind perceives, the body responds in like. So when you imagine being in a peaceful place, the neuropeptides and all other kinds of brain cells that are scattered throughout your organ systems in milliseconds give the message of peace and calm, and you begin to feel more peaceful and calmer.
You have your own experiences, but what about the research done on guided imagery? What are the findings?
Guided imagery is one of the most established, researched forms of mind-body medicine. It's been researched since the 60s, and some of the groundbreaking research in the 90s was done at the Cleveland Clinic for patients in having gastro surgery, abdominal surgery. And they found that patients who did guided imagery before surgery needed less anesthesia. They responded better as they were awakening. They were able to manage pain better. They healed faster, had fewer complications like bleeding and infection, and they were able to leave the hospital anywhere between a day to 2 days early and have fewer complications at home, like bounce back, where they ended up back in the hospital. And it's a profound modality because it's something that's so easy and natural for us to use.
Hasn't it been shown in some studies using MRIs that imagining something, as far as the brain is concerned, can be exactly like experiencing something?
Yes.
So you're not just talking about relaxing yourself. It's almost like closing your eyes, as you mentioned, shutting out the world and imagining you're in a setting, and your body chemistry responds as if you're actually in that setting.
Here's a little simple exercise to do. The two of you, just imagine that I'm slicing a beautiful lemon in half, and it's wonderfully juicy, it's dripping, and you bring it to your nose. Imagine that wonderful citrus smell, that lemony smell. Now, go ahead and lick the juice of that lemon. So tart. Is your mouth watering?
You don't want to do this to two people who have to speak for a living
the air,
do you? Point well taken. Point well taken.
So what the mind imagines, the body responds to. To the mind, everything is real. That's why you can scare the daylights out of yourself, or you can bring yourself to peace and calm simply by what you give your attention to.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And if you find that you're thinking about lemons, you're not imagining it. We are talking today about guided imagery, and Jane Pernato Ehrman from the Cleveland Clinic is walking us through, and that was an example of it, of how the mind and body connect, because just the power of suggestion can cause you to salivate when you're thinking about a lemon. But let's talk about other practical ways that guided imagery is currently being used within the medical field.
It's used pre and post-op to prepare people for surgery. Research has shown just listening to a guided imagery once before going into the operating room will save almost $600 in anesthesia, because your body mind are so much calmer and more relaxed. You need less of the medication to put your body in that state in order for them to do the procedure. So it's used for that. It's used to increase comfort and reduce pain, to speed healing, to stop nausea and vomiting. It's particularly helpful with hyperemesis. Women who in early pregnancy are having severe nausea and vomiting. There's plenty of research that shows that. It certainly reduces and can stop treatment side effects from medications that are very strong and have strong side effects. It can reduce bleeding and infection. When you do guided imagery, your immune system rebalances so that it can protect you from coming down with more colds and flu. And certainly, if you've been in an environment having surgery or some kind of an invasive procedure, your immune system can be in the right balance to protect you from that the possibility of infection. It's used in an evocative way. Evocative imagery is tapping into your inner power and confidence before you go into a medical procedure. For many people, just being in the medical arena is nerve-wracking. We talk about white coat syndrome. So being able to calm yourself can bring down blood pressure and stop insomnia, those kinds of things. So it's imagery is a goal-oriented modality, something that you do to achieve something or to be able to experience something.
So how would one person do it? If someone in our listening audience has to undergo a procedure later in the week and they want to try this out, is it simply having them close their eyes and imagining something, or are they working in a more structured environment with another person or in a group, or are they listening to a tape? How does that work?
For someone who's never done it before but would like to use it to prepare for surgery or particularly any kind of procedure for which they feel some anxiety, it would be helpful to listen to an MP3 download. There are many of them out there. Certainly we have them at the Cleveland Clinic, and they have my materials there in the wellness store. But to let yourself be guided, because if you've not done this yourself before, too often people say negative things like, I don't want to feel sick. Well, the mind doesn't process negatives well. If I tell the two of you, don't think of pink elephants, what comes to mind? So you want to say things in positive ways. So it's helpful to have somebody guide you who's been trained in this work, or to listen to an MP3 that has been produced by a professional who does this work.
I can't help but think that there may be some people who, you know, they don't buy into it. And if you're resistant, it may be less effective. And then, of course, I think, well, children are more imaginative than adults. Does it work as well with children?
Oh, children are wonderful in this work because they're uncontaminated by logic. When you say pretend to a child, they're on their way. They have wonderful imaginations, and so they take to it like a duck takes to water. So for adults, yes, if you're skeptical, then, you know, it makes it for more resistance. But certainly working one-on-one with a professional, the professional can help you break through that resistance and let go of the logic, because the logical part of the brain doesn't know what to do with going off in your imagination.
Is there a one-size-fits-all for guided imagery? I mean, I imagine if you're going to talk about reducing pain versus stress, there are different approaches or different imaginings?
Yes, and one of the things that I love in working one-on-one with a patient or client is interactive guided imagery. So I encourage them to notice what images or what sensations come to mind that are calming, that are comforting, that reduce the discomfort in certain areas, because the images that come up for us are meaningful for us, and that's much better than somebody telling you what you should imagine, because we never know what that means for someone else.
All right, somebody's on the fence, and you have to push them over into, yes, I'll give guided imagery a try. What's your one big selling point, Jane?
Would you like to take control where you have control when it comes to going through this process? Would you like to be able to calm yourself and move through it in the best possible way? If you would, then we have some tools that we can use together so that you can tap into the power within you to do that.
Jane Pernato-Ehrman is Lead Behavioral Health Specialist at the Cleveland Clinic Center for Lifestyle Medicine in the Wellness Institute. Thank you, Jane, for coming on. Take care.
You're welcome. Thank you.